I want to call your attention to some thoughts that I believe will change your life as we celebrate what the Lord done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a season of celebration and being thankful. Amen? I want you to get in your notes knowing how to celebrate and apply the blood of Jesus. Knowing how to celebrate and how to apply the blood of Jesus. Celebration without application will bring no manifestation. So I want you to write these words down: celebration, application, manifestation, and demonstration. Because when one learned how to apply the blood, these type of things begin to happen. I wrote for you, this season is a great time of celebration. But the divine impact on your life is the application of the blood of Jesus on your life and in your life on a daily basis. Don't have to be Palm Sunday. Don't have to be Easter Sunday. The blood is open 365 days a year. The blood is ineffective unless you know how to apply it and have an ideal or revelation of what it really means. All right? Once you find out, let me give you another statement that before, prior to reading the scriptures, another statement that was given to me. Each one of us must permit the Holy Spirit to build and develop in us blood victory consciousness.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say that again, because you have to hear these things. Each one of us must permit the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit worked with the blood.
Amen.
To build and develop in us blood victory consciousness. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. I want you to know these words came out of an angel's mouth. Michael was on the scene, and he talked about an end time conflict that was going to happen between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light, and it tells how the kingdom of light wins. The kingdom of light wins with the blood. Now, it was an end-time conflict, but there was a present-time conflict.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the blood has the same effect that it had at that end time in Revelation,
yes,
that as you are a Christian, you're a blood-bought child of God,
yes,
you still can use that blood right now,
yes,
and get the same result.
Yes,
now, in reading this text, we're going to find out two or three things that I think will open the eye openers to using the blood properly. You want to know?
Yes, sir.
All right, in Revelation 12, I see it on the board, but I won't get it in Bessie, you know.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
And they overcame him. Now, who is they? That's us, isn't it? Who is him? Huh? And they see what they say, what happened to them? And they overcame him. That means the believer overcoming. The believer have a divine right. Look at me. You as a believer have a divine right. Anything that Satan shoot after you, you have the divine right to overcome him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now that's another verse that was calling my attention here before I go any further. 1 John 5:4. Now you can really understand what 1 John 5:4 is saying when you connect it with Revelation 12:11. When you connect your faith to the blood properly, you're undefeatable, undeniable, and unsinkable. Are you listening to me? Yeah, see this lesson of knowing how to properly apply the blood. You apply the blood, what 1 John 5:4 says. Notice both of those verses. One say overcome it, the other one say overcame. But both of them relating to the same thing. Do you have a problem that seems like you can't solve? Do you have an enemy putting pressure on you and seem like you can't get over it? It's over today. When you connect your faith with the right application of the blood, there's nothing and no one physically nor spiritually can keep you in bondage. Look at somebody next to you and say, I'm an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. Now, believe you, hear yourself, because the Lord is talking to you. You know, the Bible said God have no respect of person. Well, listen to me. The Lord have no respect of problem. Now, go back to Revelation, because we see who we're dealing with here. It is me overcoming him with the blood. Right? But we have to know how to apply it. So he says here, you with me here? And they overcame him, so that's us overcoming Satan by the blood of the Lamb. By the blood of the Lamb. Now, right there, we can't overcome him just by saying that. Right. Yes, sir. That's right. See, by the blood of the Lamb. We got to know what we're doing. We got to have a place where we can operate in our faith. By the blood of the Lamb, watch this. And by the word of their testimony.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Listen to me. You must become a blood speaker.
Right.
The blood must be on your lip.
Right.
The victory that Jesus paid for by his blood must come out of your mouth.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. All the time. Yes, sir.
You must know. You can't just think about it.
That's right.
You can't just read about it.
That's right.
No, you got to make some kind of declaration, some kind of decree.
Right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
You got to verbalize some kind of agreement with this blood.
Yes, sir.
I agree that I'm delivered.
Yes, sir.
Well, the problem's still there. But you're not talking to the problem right now.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
So you have to know that the blood can't speak unless you speak it.
Yes, sir.
Write that down. The blood cannot be effective in your everyday life unless you make it effective by your faith and your words. By your what? Faith and your what? Words. Now, it's going to get in this voice. One voice is going to get a little heavy, a little heavier here, because it says, my goodness. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. My daughter, I almost let her testify yesterday in prayer. She told me the storm was raging over her house. Just raging. I mean, the wind just blowing over her house. And she said she was in the bed. She rolled over. And she remembered, I said, the blood is coming through the back door last Sunday. And she said she saw specks of blood. And that's when she got her confidence. She saw the blood. Now, and by the word of their testimony, So the blood has to be spoken. Has to be said. All right, now. And they love not their life unto death. Now, you understand what that means? They love not their life unto death? Their faithfulness to God was more important than living.
Right.
Other words, they were not worried about dying. They were concerned about living. Other words, my faithfulness to God is more important than physical life. I know y'all don't want to talk to me now, y'all. Yeah, see, it has to be. Your faithfulness to God has to be more important than physical life. So when he said, and they loved not their life unto death, other words, they were willing, whatever it takes to please God, I'm going to do it whether I live or whether I die. I got eternal life, but I won't please the Father.
Amen.
Now, we're at a place, I have to tell you something now, that will change your life. The Bible is not a self-help book. Because a tendency, people think that God is a self-help teacher.
Right.
No, the Bible said deny yourself,
right.
Not help yourself.
Yeah, right.
Because if you get too much self-help,
right,
you're going to lose your dependency upon him.
Yeah, right.
Turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to begin reading at the 19th verse. Pay close attention. Because the blood of Jesus is a new and living way to function in another realm. The blood takes you in another realm. I said the blood takes you or takes me into another realm. The blood functions in the realm of the spirit and manifests in the realm of the earth.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's a $500 check all day long. So the blood has the ability to always take you, you listening?
Yes,
no matter what you're dealing with, you listening?
Yes,
in the reality of victory.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
When naturally, you don't see victory nowhere. But yet, you have the joy and peace because you have the reality in your spirit that the blood will never let you down. And that there's nothing the blood can meet that is more powerful than the blood. Can I get an amen on that? I said, can I get an amen on that? So from this day forward, nothing you meet is more powerful than the blood coming out of your mouth. There's one word I hear, the Holy Ghost. That's one word that run with the blood all the time. One word. You want to hear it? Victory. When you say blood, it's spelled V-I-C-T-O-R-O-Y. Blood is a divine language. Now listen to this now, boy. It's so wonderful here. And the key to it is hold fast to your faith.
Right.
Hold, you remember right now, the 1 John 5:4, right?
Yes,
and Revelation what? 12 and 11.
Yes,
I want you to combine those two.
Yes,
and here, this lesson here in Hebrew is gonna tell you hold fast to your faith,
right,
because holding fast to your faith gonna enable you to operate in blood consciousness.
Right.
Victory consciousness.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bless consciousness. Yes. Ahead of it all, consciousness. It's $100 check.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now watch this reading here. I'm in Hebrews 10:19, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Everybody say this. I'm going to win this by the blood of Jesus.
I'm going to win this by the blood of Jesus.
I don't care what it is.
I don't care what it is.
Hallelujah.
You understand this?
Yes, sir.
You see, the blood produces a boldness.
Right.
It takes you into another dimension.
Right. Yes, sir.
That there are no demon. No circumstance, no situation.
Right.
Let me call a few of these things out. Wait a minute. I'm going to call a few things out. I want to call a few things out here. I might can hit you. I might can hit your part. I'm going to call a few things out here. Wait a minute. I know I wrote it down. I'm going to call some things out here. Opposition. Disappointment. Depression. Rage. Denial. Fear, struggle, in all type of circumstances, must bow to the boldness of the blood. See, the blood produced a boldness because he got up. Nothing could keep him in that grave. He passed through the cross, suffered and struggled, went to the grave, but he got up. And so that blood is validated. I said the blood of Jesus is validated. See, the blood, listen to this. The blood is the believer's credentials. Write that down, write that down. The blood is my credential. The blood is my credential for victory all the time. Even if I mess up, the blood will cleanse me. You see? Yeah, no, you didn't see that. You didn't understand that.
See,
the blood is my victory all the time. Even if I make a mistake, even if the devil tricked me, the blood gonna cleanse me and put me back in boldness.
See, there's
no mistake I make that the blood can't help. I can speak the blood and get cleansed in a moment. I'm ahead of myself, but the blood is a cleansing agent. Wash all my sins away. Nothing but the blood. So there's a boldness in believers who know how to function under the power of the blood. They talk different. They walk different. They live different. They fight different. They praise different. They worship different. No power. No institution. Nobody can belittle the blood. The blood is so blessed that Christ can't touch it. I heard that just now. The blood's so blessed. So if the blood's so blessed and the Christ can't touch it, that means I'm so blessed that Christ can't touch me because I'm under the blood. I have a boldness. I'm not just a Christian. I have a boldness about me. I walk different and talk different. I'm a blood walker. I'm a blood talker. Well, Remember what we're talking about. Now I want to read this scripture. I want knowing how to celebrate and apply the blood of Jesus. I'm going to add on to it now on a daily basis. Every day celebrate the blood. Every day speak the blood. Every day speak the blood. Come on. Every day speak the blood. Every situation, put the blood on it. Boldness. You know what boldness means? Huh? Boldness means I'm going to have it my way anyway. You can say what you want to say about it. I got God backing me up. You can tell me anything you want. You can hold me as long as you think you can hold me. But I'm going to have my way anyway. Blood can't lose. Let's walk through this a little bit. Let's walk through this. Let's walk through it. Let God have his way. Say that. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Now look at verse 20 now. Look at verse 20 now. Because I want every person here to get turned on to something happening to your life right now. Listen, listen. See, because as we teach this blood today, he says now by a new. You're not dead. And living way, which he has what? Consecrated for us through the veil. This is to say, his flesh. Watch verse 21 now. See, the blood not sitting out there by itself. Jesus shed his blood, rose up and watch over it. See, when you speak the blood, you got a high priest. To see what you said be carried out. So whenever you speak in the blood, you're not speaking the blood. I'm hollering. I don't want to holler. You're not speaking the blood by yourself. By itself. When you speak the blood, the high priest go into action. Who said that about the blood? What house that word came from? What address that is that said the blood of Jesus got me covered? Say it, the blood of Jesus have me covered right now. Now, when that happened, the high priest over the blood, which is the same one who gave the blood. Oh, man, man. And nobody know how to use something like the honor. So when you speak the blood, Jesus started using it on whatever you spoke it over. I dare you say this. I dare you say this. All your problems, leave it right now. I dare you say it. I am in blood agreement with Jesus. Linda, you heard me? Wait a second. I'm in blood agreement with Jesus. Do you know what that means? That means nothing from this day forward will ever hold you down, because you're going to live a resurrected life, because you are hooked up with the same blood. I receive, sir. Y'all know what's happening here this morning? You know what? I'm make you laugh. Know what I'm going to do? Know what I thought I could do it? I put up one of those, like in the airport, they got the machine to check you, see if you got any metal or anything. I need that. I wish I had a worrying machine I could put out there. And y'all was going out, and right before y'all, I'm put it way back. I ain't put it in the driveway. Put it way back, and it'd take about five strong men with me. And if that thing said you worry, we'll jump in that car and whoop you till you can't see. Because the blood of Jesus, I'm telling you how to win here. I don't care what you're dealing with, baby. This work. You not only told that you have the right to use the blood, but now you understand when you use the blood, you got a high priest. And having a high priest over the house of God. Look what it says in verse 22. Let us draw near with a true heart in what? Full assurance of faith, having our heart what? From an evil conscience.
Yes, sir.
Know what kind of conscience I told you at the beginning? Mm-hmm. How many? Who wrote it down? See, I'm not playing with y'all. Right. Who wrote it down? I told y'all something earlier. Huh? All right. She's saying it. I see one lady saying it. Rest of y'all guessing. But it's important the way I told it to you.
You're right. Yes, sir.
Each one of us must permit the Holy Spirit to build and develop in us what kind of conscience?
Blood.
I like more people to say it. What kind of conscience?
Blood.
Thank you, Lord.
You notice what word is not in there? Feeling.
Right. Oh, that's right.
I receive so. The word feeling not in there. Because your feelings are flaky.
That's right.
Oh, look what the Lord told me. Your feeling is a satanic fake. I just heard it. Your feeling is a satanic fake. You heard that? I never heard it like that. So when your feeling is speaking failure, it's a satanic fake. I added word to it now. When your feeling is speaking failing, I said it. Who got it? When you're feeling, when you're feeling, I said something about, you didn't get it, Bob? My secretary didn't get it. When your feeling is speaking failure, it's a satanic fake. I like that, man. I'm going to stay here right. I just heard that from the Holy Ghost. It's a satanic fake.
That's right. Yes,
other words, do you know how much satanic fake you've been through since you've been here in your life? I've been through a whole lot of satanic fake. For that feeling, God had it all the time. But now, since I know, when things look like they're not going right, and you spoke the blood, that's another satanic fake. He's trying to fake you out with some kind of feeling or with something you see in your natural eye. You must not look at it.
Right.
Bible said, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. And now, set at the right hand of the Father. That's Hebrews 12:2, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right, put that in your note, Hebrews 12:2. That's two lessons on faith. 1 John 5:4. Hebrews 12:2, because you got to have faith in the blood.
Right. Yes, sir. Got it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, got it.
I have faith. I have to have faith in the blood.
Right.
You know what the blood says?
Yeah.
You know what the blood says?
Yeah.
It's finished.
It's done.
The fight over. You spoke my blood over that situation. The fight over. You're gonna have some lagging trash, but don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
I wish somebody let me preach up here this morning. The blood says finish. Sickness and disease, lack, bruise and blindness, everything finished by the power of the blood. Are you hearing me? Somebody here hearing me? Jesus Christ. Money just keep on coming. Y'all not jealous, right? That's 500. Another 100. She almost says another 100. All right. Boy, let me try to read this. I'm enjoying myself.
Me too. Yes, sir.
Somebody gonna leave here blessed. Right. Man, if I don't preach too good, James did it. Blood of the Lamb, I love it, man. I cried it, I love it. Because he's singing from his heart. Right. Then we got Henry gonna sing next Sunday.
Yes.
Well, you never know what I'm going to do, right?
Yeah, right.
Huh?
Right.
I told Carol, I told Sean to call Janet, tell James I want him to sing tomorrow. Y'all ain't had no idea. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart. Well, you got to have a true heart now. You can't be messing around. In full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. Good God Almighty. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Yeah, he's faithful. How many know he's faithful? And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good work. Don't think your coming here is not a blessing, but look at verse 25. Look at verse 25. You don't have no idea what it means to meet with you all.
Right. Yeah.
If this was taken out of my life, I don't know.
Right.
See, a congregation, I gotta have fellow brothers, believers to meet with.
Right. Yes, sir.
Because I draw from their anointing too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exalting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. Now let me give you, get you ready to write?
Yes, sir.
We're dealing with how to walk in victory through the power of the blood of Jesus. How to walk in victory. Totally committed Christians are the only type of Christian that frightens Satan. They do not love their life to the death. Staying alive was not their priority.
Come on.
The most important thing to be faithful to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, staying alive is not their priority. The most important thing is being faithful to the Lord. Just listen to me a few minutes. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus does for us. Let me get it again now, because it is. We overcome Satan when we testify personally to what the Word of God says the blood of Jesus have done for us. Turn to Exodus 12. Exodus. For a minute there. You here with me?
Yes, sir.
I'm almost through. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I know the Lord good. Talk to me here. You remember that talking about? He woke me up this morning. Clothed me in my right mind. You remember that talking about that, right? Slept with me all night long. Kept me breathing.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God, boy. Y'all realize that happened last night, right? You realize you were breathing and didn't know you were breathing, right? God was breathing for you. You realize that, right? When you were sleeping, you know God was breathing for you, right? You know your mind wasn't breathing when you were sleeping. It was somebody that caused you to keep breathing while you were sleeping. You know that, right? All right, Exodus 12. Let's read this. I want you to see this. It's a good lesson to tie into this lesson. Verse 21. Death can't settle where the blood is. Now, listen to me very carefully because the Holy Ghost is talking here. Every one of you under the sound of my voice has a open blood account. And can make withdrawal whenever you need it. And it's open 24 hours a day. I think I'd make some blood withdrawal right here. The enemy making a lot of noise outside my house. And you know what I'm saying? And somebody in my house might be having a problem. I think I'm going to make a blood withdrawal. You say, you think they're closed? No, he open 24 hours a day. I have a blood account. I receive. Receive. It's another $500 check. I have a blood account. I have a, let me say it this way. I have an open blood account.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I'm going to say two words. I want you to write them down. Redeeming grace. Redeeming grace that handles everything. You hear me, sir? Redeeming grace. You hear me? Redeeming grace. Man, you're a Christian, right? You have redeeming grace. Other words, redeeming grace mean it's already paid for. I don't care what the fight is. Jesus have already paid for it. I don't care if it's in your eyes or your toes. Jesus paid for it. Know that. Receive that. Act that out. By the blood of Jesus, cover these eyes. These eyes have been serving you, Lord, for a long time. And these eyes have been serving me for a long time. So whatever retina, whatever need to be corrected out in the name of Jesus, do it now by the power of your blood. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the 21st verse now. You know the Exodus? You listening?
Yes, sir.
Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel,
yes, sir,
and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb, mm-hmm, according to your families, and kill the Passover.
Right. Right, 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 right.
And you shall take a bunch of hyssop. And now that's your mouth.
Right. Right.
Your mouth is the hyssop.
Ha-ha.
The hyssop was a plant that was dipping in the blood,
right, yes,
but your mouth,
yes,
is the hyssop. If you pass my house, you see four big columns on the front porch.
Right.
I keep blood on them.
Yeah.
I be sitting there on the porch. I say, I put the blood on this,
yeah,
with my mouth.
Right, yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Demon said, I passed by the house last night. Had some blood up on that house, boy. He said, I passed right on by. Zoo. I want every one of y'all, when you walk over the threshold of your house, when you get back home, I don't care if it's a trailer or apartment, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a hut in the backyard. When you walk across the door and say, I put the blood. You know what I'm saying?
That's good, Lord. That's good, Lord.
That's good, Lord.
Look what he said in verse 22. And you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it into the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel, the two side posts, with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out up at the door of his house until the morning. Stay under the blood. Don't leave out of his house. Verse 23, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptian. To smite the Egyptian. To smite the Egyptian. To smite the Egyptian. And when he see it, the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door. Wait a minute now. And will not suffer the destroyer. Can't come in. He can't cross that blood line. Once you draw a blood line by faith on your life and on your home, the enemy cannot cross the blood line. Somebody shout hallelujah. He can't cross it. Draw the line. Well, Reverend, I'm going to ask you how to draw the line. I just told you how to draw the line with your mouth. You got one on your heart, right?
Yes, sir. Oh, absolutely.
You got one on your heart, right? You got one on your heart? Yeah, you.
Yes, sir.
How in the hell you got across this line? Get back on the other side.
Yes, sir. That's right. Oh, yes, sir.
Hell can't cross that line. Hell can't cross that line. Hell tried to cross that line before. Now, hear what I'm hearing now. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, sir.
I'm a blood winner.
I'm a blood winner.
I'm a blood winner. I'm a blood winner. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Y'all not going to leave here and think y'all been in a regular church, right?
No.
He ain't forgot about you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Man, he passed over. He couldn't go there with that blood. All right, let me tell you one or two more things. Sit down. When the conditions are met, Christians can apply the blood of Jesus to every area of life and witness its full effect of victory.
Full effect. Yes, sir. Full effect. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
When you understand the value of the blood and become totally committed to it, you become unsinkable. You're undefeatable and you're unshakable. Our personal testimony or decreeing of the blood's power is what get the blood out of the scriptures to where we live. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Without a conscious, intentional agreement with God's word, Jesus' blood, Jesus cannot represent you before God.
Right.
Yeah, you got to do it consciously.
Yes, sir.
Very fifthly, because I had to go somewhere else next Sunday to deal with this. Now, I'm going to be here at the church. I'm talking about somewhere in the scripture. I felt that. As soon as I said, I felt, oh, where are you going? Easter Sunday, where are you going now? I had to hurry up and correct that. Now, I have 13 minutes. I'm going to give you 7 benefits right quick. So I'm going to hit them kind of fast. I'm going to give you a scripture with them. If I may stop at some of the scriptures. But I'm going to give you 7 ways Jesus' blood worked for us. The first one is redemption. Turn to Ephesians 1:7 right quick. I can't pass that one up. Ephesians chapter 1, redemption. Oh, yeah, I hear that one too. Scripture's just coming from everywhere.
Yeah.
I hear that one too. Oh, my God, la Maya. Ephesians 1:7. In whom we have redemption through his blood. But that's not all. That's not all. And I want you to see the, I don't know if I'm saying this word right, plurality or plurality, it's plural. I don't know if I'm saying it right. In sin.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
See, it's not your original sin.
Right.
It's sins.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, you're not a sinner.
Right.
Right.
But because you have a flesh body,
right,
and a soul, you sin.
Right. Right.
But the blood didn't only handle your sin. The blood handled your sins.
Right.
Said, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of his grace.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now, let me give you 2 other scriptures to go with that, because I'm not going to go to them, I don't think.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
1 Peter 1:18. Let me see. I just got to see that. 1 Peter 1:18. Give me 1 Peter 1:18.
Yes, sir.
For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things,
right,
as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your father. Go to the 19th verse. But with what?
The precious blood.
Of who?
Of Christ.
And the what?
The Lamb.
Without what?
Limit.
And without what?
Hallelujah.
See, Jesus didn't have nothing to die for himself.
Right.
He who knew no sin became sin that you and I might be made the righteousness of God in him. So he didn't die for himself. Say it is. He died for me. Say it. Don't you ever let no sin whoop you.
Yeah, right. Yes, sir.
Don't you ever let no mistake whoop you.
Right.
Grace is not a license to sin.
Right.
But grace will get you out of sin.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
But there must come a time in your life you don't want to sin. Purposely.
Right. Yes, sir.
Pre-planned.
Right.
Sin must not be in the believer's life.
Right.
The only way you sin is that the enemy catch you in a weak moment.
Right. Yeah. Yes, sir.
And soon as the Holy Spirit send that signal,
right,
cry out,
yeah.
Lord, have mercy on me.
Right.
I messed up.
Right. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How that went, Lord?
Thank you, Lord.
If somebody misused you, face it. Forgive them.
Right.
Forget it.
Right.
Step forward.
Right.
Go to your favor.
Go to your favor.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever let them stop you.
That's right.
Don't ever let nothing in life stop you from walking with God.
Right.
In other words, face it.
Face.
She just don't let me down. We walked together this many years. She let me down. Just face it.
Face.
Then forgive them.
Right.
Then forget it. Now, it's very important what I'm telling you all, because you get bogged down with people. People will bog you down. They will bog you down. They walk with you many years and just walk away from you and say crazy stuff. They got some people say some stuff on the internet. They better watch themselves. See, in Acts 5, people had to die for the church to be holy. Ananias and Sapphira died, boy. Everybody got straight. The power was not coming. Had a woman stood right here. I'm going to tell it.
Yes, sir.
I was in the pulpit. I told her, watch what you say. I'm going to let you talk, but watch what you say, because I felt the spirit. She's been to walk out. I said, watch what you say. She died the other day. Brain tumor. She could be alive today, but she stepped out of place. See, y'all need to know this. Y'all need to understand this. One of my younger sons was talking to me. He said, Daddy, I don't want people to think judgment will come on them. Yeah, but judgment will come. And I want them to think you can't play with this. No, I mean, if you don't want it, get away from it, but don't play with it. See, you can't loose your tongue. And you're crazy about it. They think the internet, you think you can do anything. And as few of them loose tongue on me on that internet, you bet, baby, don't do that. You will shipwreck your whole family. Don't mess. I'm warning you right now. And by the mercy and grace of God, I'm warning you. Because I get afraid when people get stupid, boy, I get afraid. People can think they can say any little thing, you know. You know, I had to make an apostolic correction. It's my second one in my life. The first one I made, the man was talking about he prophesied, and he had the paper of the fortune teller. What, it was a fortune teller, wasn't it? Huh? And word for word, they busted. The Lord said this, and word for word, what the fortune teller, what'd you call her, something else? Psyche, that's the word I want to use, psyche. He using the same word that psyche used all over the world, talking about God said. I said, no, God didn't say that. The Lord busted him. I talked with him personally. I said, son, I said, you don't supposed to be putting your hand all over them women when you minister to them. And I said, then you won't use money. Come on. I said, don't use money. Come on, you're going to be that filthy. I talked to him. He was real quiet, but I don't think he got the lesson, so the Lord had to bust him. If he'd have got the lesson to repent and stop doing it, he'd be in his ministry today. I see people don't like to talk about this. Yeah. Oh, bless me, Jesus. Yeah. No, I'm trying to tell you how to stay blessed, baby. You don't just play this thing. You ain't messing with no paper man yet. What the Bible say? Touch not my... Do him no harm. You know that's about you too? See a point and touch you, Ronnie? You a clean man? They in trouble. They in trouble. I've had men come to my house and got on their knees. I said, what's the matter with you? I don't know you. He said, yeah, but I've been talking about you. And nothing going right in my family. Pray for me. Put your hand on me, Remy. Would you pray for me? I said, man, I don't even know nothing about it. Lord bless him. Turn him loose. Let him go, Lord. Look at Psalm 107, verse 2. Psalm 107, verse 2, quickly. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What did they say? I'm redeemed. See that blood talk. Whom he has redeemed from the hand. He didn't say he's going to redeem me. Turn to Galatians 3:13. Galatians 3:13. Let's see a kindred scripture here. Christ. Usher, go get the communion table. Christ! Go get it. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. Being made a curse for us, for it's written, curse is everyone that hangs. Give me the next voice. That the blessing. I'm not under the curse. You can't curse me. I'm already blessed. You can't curse what the Lord has blessed. That the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through faith, Christ, through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. First Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. I feel the Holy Ghost. 1 Corinthians 6:19. What? Come on, say what? What y'all? Know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? Which is in you? What you have of God? And you're not your own?
Right.
Next verse.
Yes, sir.
Oh, next verse. Oh!
Right.
What you think the price is?
Right.
The blood. I said, what you think the price is?
The blood.
Right. You are bought with a price.
Yes,
therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, what your God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bring the table on out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let me look at this check.
Glory to God.
I got a right to look at this check. It's $100. I got a right to look at it. I do that. I do that for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Cleansing. That's the next thing the blood do for you. Cleansing. 1 John 1:7.
Yes, sir.
1 John 1:7. Cleansing. Yes, ma'am. That's $100 check. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Wait a minute now. It said we have to walk in the light to cooperate with his blood.
That's right. Walk in the light, that's it.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleansed us from all sin.
Right.
So all I got to do is want to stay in the light.
That's it. Stay in the light. That's
and the blood going to make sure I stay clean. For 43 years, I ain't running around with no woman.
Right. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Well, I've been saved.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Don't tell me God can't hold you.
That's right. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, I'm bragging on him. Sure ain't bragging on me. Justification. Come on, write down quick. Justification, Romans 5:9. Isaiah 61:10. I'm gone. Sanctification. Hebrews 13:12. Hebrews 12:10. I want y'all to study this.
Yes, sir.
Life. Leviticus 17:11. John 6:53. We about to eat his body. We ain't about to go in on remembrance. We about to eat his body. We about to drink his blood. Literally drink his blood. As we say, he that eat my body and drank my blood.
Right.
Leviticus 17:11, life. John 6:53-57. 1 Corinthians 10:16. 1 Corinthians 11:20-26. I see you know I've done my homework. Number 6, intercession. The blood. Hebrews 12, I wish I had time. 22:24. In Hebrews 12:2-24, you're going to find the Supreme Court of glory.
Right.
And you're going to find Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant.
Right.
And you're going to find the sprinkling of blood that speak better things than that of Abel.
Right.
All right. And then number 7, access.
Access.
Yeah, we read Hebrews 10:9-23 and Hebrews 4:14. Father, we bless this bread and this wine. Take these tops off of here. In the name of Jesus. Woo, Lord. Thank you for your blood. We bless this bread and wine as we, as a family, as an assembly, as your workmanship. As your bride, as your army, we're about to partake together. We're going to drink, we're going to eat your body, Jesus, and drink your blood together. And all the effect of your blood and your body will take place in our blood and our bodies. We thank you. We sanctify it now. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, get ready to serve the people, John. I know what I'm doing. Yes, sir, I receive. We're going to get it in a minute. Hold on, son. I want to read this passage because I want it to be effective right here, right now. But God, people can get blessed right here, right now. In John 6:35, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I say unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father has given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will no wise cast out. I just want you to know, he says, I am the bread of life. I was looking for that passage where he said, you eat my bread. Eat my bread. I said, he that, you know what I mean? I am the bread of life. Your father did eat man in the wilderness. 48th verse. I am the bread of life. I see that. Then the 51st verse, y'all with me?
Yes,
he says, I'm the living bread, which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, whoo, Lord, I got eternal life. He shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Look at verse 54. What it says. Y'all read it. Wait a minute. Some of y'all not turning with me. I want you to do it for a reason. Over here. I told you what. It was 6 what? 6:54. Come on. Ready? Go ahead. Go to verse 55. Verse 56. Ooh. Verse 57. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Serve the people, gentlemen. Serve the people.